It's wonderful to have you here. Tissues and our tissues, and you are a body whisperer. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I say body whisperer. Many people are familiar with the term horse whisperer, and a horse whisperer speaks to horses using intuitive language, and the horse and finds out what's wrong with the horse. I speak to the body. I use my hands. It's an intuitive communication, but often I can find emotional energy that has caused cancer, that's caused stuck frozen shoulder, that's caused pain in your back.
Yeah, pain anywhere.
Pain anywhere. Pain is the body's communication.
Yeah.
Symptoms are the body's way of saying, hey, there's a problem here. We need your attention. Let's look at this.
Well, some doctors might say, oh, it's all mental. Is that the case in some cases,
some
situations? Or is it all mental?
I would say it's all both.
Yeah.
The emotion is the link between the mental and the physical.
Right.
You can't have one without the other. So there's so many ways to react to an external situation. And if you react negatively, your body's going to contract. If you're excited about it, your body will expand. You'll breathe in. And continual contraction is stress. Over time, it's the body's no. That's actually a chapter in the book, the body's stress, the body's no. The body says no, 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 and you find yourself being, physically smaller, muscularly smaller, energetically smaller, and your breath is smaller,
mm-hmm.
which stems flow, and really life is flow. Life is flow of energy. Life is expansion of energy, and that's what feels good. That's what we love to run around with our body feeling full and expanded.
And breathing exercises are a good part of a lot of routines and in meditation as well.
Absolutely. Chapter one of the book is called Breathing Like You Mean It.
Ah, there you go.
And all I'm really asking you to do is remember or tune back into how one breathes as a baby. We all were born breathing this way, but you get socialized out of it. If you ever have a chance to watch a newborn or even up to a toddler, their bellies, they breathe in, the bellies expand. And breathe out, belly contracts. It's pretty simple. But as you go through life and somebody whaps you in the belly and says, oh, look at that fat belly. You don't want a fat belly, right? You can tell that's not a good thing. And you notice adults and older kids sucking in their belly to look mean or tough. Or, when you're getting ready for a fight or something, you puff your chest out and you suck your belly in. You understand that growing up equals sucking in your belly and not letting that full breath happen. So connecting back to that. That's what you do in yoga class.
Yeah.
And yogic breathing is the same as belly breathing, as square breathing, is just natural breathing.
So, Yvette Crosby, how's your breathing these days?
So good.
She's helped you, is that correct?
Tremendously.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
How in what ways has she helped you?
Well, I'm a person who, I've been on a journey of self-reflection and awareness, and the body is your first external, and I've done a lot of work, and like all of us through life, there's aches and pains and there's accidents and there's things that are happening, but I've been really, really conscious about working with those things and working therapy, but I'd reached a point in my life where I felt really good, like clear, but I could feel something inside of me holding. I felt a holding. And it was like this little small thing that just felt like there was like something holding me back, holding me in, a tightness. My whole life has been about what the next adventure into the unknown, always. And the most unknown thing, surprisingly for me, has been the physical experience. I think as women, we're raised in a culture that has a lot, there's a lot of ideas that are put on us or where we take in about our bodies and what they should look like and what they should be like and how they should function. And I was very much at the mercy of that, I'll just say.
Yeah.
I grew up, I was in the fashion industry for 12, 13 years, very high profile fashion work. And on television, and there's a lot of pressure in those fields to have a certain look, a certain way of being, and it's not necessarily the way that everybody is made. So, you know, even before that, I had issues. I had eating disorder. I had a lot of issues around the body and around being in a, I was in a very combative relationship with my body. So the journey of self-awareness, that the pain of that actually is what spurred me on. It made me want to release myself from that and find out what is this and what am I doing. And so Denise has really been, her work has been the most recent work that I've done, and gosh, I'll probably tear up when I talk about it, but it was profound, really. I remember I was sitting at my hairdresser, and she mentioned Denise's book, and she said the words, issues in your tissues, and something just like in me, I felt like...
It was an intuitive connection.
Like this overwhelming feeling of like, I have to know about this, because what I could feel is that, you know, in consciousness, in our mind, in our awareness, it moves very fast. Things change quickly. Your attention moves, it changes. But in bodies, the physical matter is very dense. And so energy and things that get incorporated into the physical don't change rapidly. And my feeling was that whatever was holding had been there for a very long time, and it was held by the density of this physical being. And when I heard that there was someone who could help me in that way, I knew. And it's an interesting thing, because my friend said to me, oh, well, she's very, very booked. It's sometimes hard to get an appointment. I thought, okay, I'll just trust. I called her. The only day she had was my birthday.
That's intuition. Yeah. Right.
And that's
there.
When I knew. Yeah. That's yeah. when I knew. It was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Well, it helps when your clients are really ready.
Yes. Yes.
It's true. It really is true. And I think sometimes you don't know you're ready until you hear something. I didn't know about this until somebody said issues in your tissues. And just hearing those words, I was like, oh, I can feel it. I knew it. And so, I've done a lot of massage work. I've had a lot of body work. I've done breath work. I've done just about anything you can think of. I've done it and been very dedicated. But I've never had someone who could work so specifically with the body in an intuitive way. You know, massage is wonderful. It's incredible. And there are massage therapists who are very intuitive, but they don't speak it. And there's something about this work in having a practitioner who can voice what she's experiencing as she works on your body and engage you in the process. It's a very interactive process, and it's very... it's not just like having a massage and zoning out. It's about being present with the energy that's in your body and your own experience, and having someone there who can facilitate that and kind of push you along to go more into the unknown of it.
Right.
It's quite extraordinary, really.
So you felt that tension leaving?
Oh, massive changes, like rapidly. And things that, like, for one example, I had a knee injury for 10 years. And for 10 years, I have not want, I've just I wanted to avoid surgery. I just don't want to have my knee operated on.
Yeah.
And so I've done all chiropractic, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, you name it. Yeah. I have done it. And everything would give me a little bit, you know, of help. I mean, it managed to help me continue to be able to walk and function well. But there was never really a big change in it. Would go right back. And this work, we didn't actually start with the knee. We just started, but I knew that was where the hold was, and I knew we would get to it. And it's amazing. I mean, until this work, my knee was always a little protruded and faced forward. It just never would straighten out. My leg wouldn't straighten out.
Yeah.
And it's almost straight now. I mean, and I can do things that I hadn't been able to do. I can walk. I walk 3 miles a day, every day now. I could never do that a year ago.
That's fantastic.
I couldn't handle it. It was too much stress on my knee and on my body. And it's been really quite extraordinary.
Could you give it a percentage? This is something, my work is so, in a way, subtle and sometimes nebulous. People want a percentage. They want some measurable quantity. And if you've got any kind of, I mean, even that's subjective, but any kind of number, I'd love to have a number.
90%?
Ooh, that's a great number.
It's a big number, but
really?
It really is true.
Wow.
I mean, and I could, and there's another, in the physical is one thing, but there's also a spiritual, emotional freedom that I felt. I feel space in myself in ways that I never felt before. Mm. I feel ease. You know, I always look like a person who had ease because I can put on a really good front. But inside, there was always stress and tension. And you know, that's part of being, I guess, like you said, I'm a type A personality. You know, it's all about getting it done and making it happen. And I lived a very fast, very exciting, creative life. But there was always this stress inside of me and this tension and a pressure all the time that I had on myself to conform a certain way. And that is what has gone. There is like this, like, a relaxing. The thoughts I used to have about what I had to do and what I needed to do and the pressure that I would put on myself physically and emotionally, it's not there. It has just like melted. Yeah. But the difference is how I experience that life from the inside. Mm. You know, I'm more active than ever, more and busier than ever, but I don't feel the stress of it, and I don't have the tension, and it's quite extraordinary, really, to live. It's like living a different life.
And she didn't have to go back into your childhood, or
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Have to go back.
Well,
there.
I've gone back into my childhood a lot. I mean, I've gone back into every aspect of my life. There's no place I will not go, and if something comes up, I'm there because. I want to know. I wanted my freedom. And that came up very quickly. But we were able to go into those things looking at it from a different perspective. And having a person who's not just a therapist, not just talking to you about it, but actually working with your body, touching you, feeling the energy, that's quite different. That's a very different relationship, and it creates a space where so much more can come forward because it feels safer. Mm. It's so much more nurturing. It's a space where you know it's okay. And sometimes I didn't even have to say anything. Mm-hmm. There's a profoundness about connecting the physical with the mental and the emotional, and a hands-on connection. There's something very different about that than just reading it, thinking it, feeling it.
Yeah.
It's being, having your body being touched in a conscious way and being with you. It's like being rebirthed in a way. That's something that's kind of rare in our culture, conscious touch.
Conscious touch.
I mean, it really is different. I mean, well, a lot of us are touched, but to be touched and to have someone to be in the physical space with you who has intuition and whose absolute purpose is to be there with you and explore what's hidden in this physical being.
Yeah.
That's so different than anything any of us have ever experienced.
Good for you and good for all of us. Issues in Our Tissues, this is a book you can pick up. I'm sure it's online, though.
It's online on Amazon. You can get it. You can download an electronic copy for Nook, for iPad, iTunes.
I have it on my Kindle.
Check out her website, healingcatalyst.com. It's amazing that the services that you provided and testimonials. I love the testimonials. In fact, I went right to Issues in Your Tissues workshop testimonials. And I always look to the worst, you know. So I go, well, what I liked least, it says over here, nothing. Somebody else said, what I liked least, the end of it.
that it ended.
Yeah, that it ended.
You have a lot of fun.
There's a lot of truth to that, though, in an interesting way. You know, a lot of psychotherapy, I mean, it just goes on forever. You can just keep processing and processing and processing. One of the things I will say, you do get to a place with this work where you're done. Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't lead you on to the spiritual realm. You talked about physical, mental, intellectual.
Spiritual's in there too.
Well, okay. For me, there's no separation. It's all one.
Yeah.
But in being a spiritual being in a physical body with a mental, a mind, and emotion, I mean, this is a lot of stuff coming together in one package. And then we've got all this external coming at us all the time. It gets really tight.
Tangled.
And tangled.
Yeah.
And to have a way to be able to kind of just separate it all a little bit and pull it out and create a little space and in a gentle way. You know, that's another thing I will say. The gentleness of this work is really profound for me. And I wanted to be at home. I wanted to be at home in my own body.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm here on Earth. I'm having this experience. It's like I don't want to feel like I don't belong or like I'm not supposed to be here or there's something wrong. And I think a lot of us deep down feel that. And it makes sense, you know. You're a spiritual being coming into this reality that's full of chaos and polarity and hot and cold and dark and light and people and noise and all these. It's like, whoa.
And people telling you, stop being like that, or who do you think you are? Yeah.
Well, and really, really what I'm doing more than anything is holding my arms out and sharing in love. I mean, it's coming through me, through my heart, through my hands. And I'm creating safe space to examine these kind of, these very tender. Scary. It's scary to go back in and look at some of this stuff, but it's not like 10 years of psychotherapy. It's quick, fast, and with so much support. I mean, I'm kind of holding your hand while you go in there, and we go as slow or as fast as you're ready to go. Yvette, as you can see, she's a go-getter, so she was ready to go quick, pretty fast.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you'd have to. You know, I cry a lot, though. It's very moving at times. I didn't cry out of any pain at all or any sadness.
Release.
But it's energy moving. Exactly.
So that you graduated, you don't get treatment anymore, you just morphed into a friend. Is that right?
You know, I remember one day, and it was, I can't remember when it was a while back when I completed, and Denise said, I think you're ready for graduation. I never had anybody say that to me.
You're done. Like, you're cooked.
Really? And, you know, I thought about it. It's like I might go back just for the joy of the experience and a really great massage. I mean, there's just that, too. But I, you know, and I think, and I do think that as life progresses, you know, I'm in a constant state of evolution and growth.
Sure.
And so who knows? Who knows what will come up and I may get in touch with and need to go back. Just knowing that there's some kind of work there that can address this is really great. And I will say, in the book, there are wonderful exercises. Before I ever went to Denise, I spent some time with it, and I took the time to do several of the exercises. I think that helped me be ready for the work. They're really profound, and there's a lot of really good stuff that comes out of just doing the exercises. Something about putting your consciousness, I notice if the light of your conscious mind goes onto something in a certain way, it starts to change immediately. Mm-hmm. It's very, very powerful. And, you know, as these energetic beings we are, we're much more powerful than we even think we are. And any kind of work like this is profound.
Yeah.
But for me, there's something just really special about a work that incorporated the mind, the heart, the physical body, the emotion, every part of it, all at once, and could engage. And all the parts of me, you know, the 7-year-old little girl, the 12-year-old, all of her, who's still here. It, sometimes her voices aren't heard, and her voices got, those voices got to be present. And even, I mean, we had some amazing experiences. I mean, my mother and father, who both passed, both showed up at times to be, and I felt them. And it's like very present to be there to support.
They give us information that wouldn't be coming through any other way. I mean, there's no.
And it was really amazing because she never met my parents. She doesn't know my parents from anybody. And she would say things about, I think your mom is here. I'm like, what? And she described something, and it was, I knew, absolutely, she's here. Oh, wow. It was wonderful. We get a lot of the wounds from our parents, but we also get the love, and we got these bodies. I mean, that's how we got.
We got life. Yeah.
We got life. You know, we're here because of them. And so that was really, that was confirming me to have my, them show up. They were, you know, they're the ones that brought this body in, and they were there when I was
and
born.
Created some of the issues in your tissues.
You know,
issues in your tissues. I love the title.
I created those issues. I really do know that because it's my thought about something that happened.
Their perception.
That, it's us.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. It, because it's me, it's not anything out there. In doing something like this, I can change it.
Yeah.
It's not something out there that changes it. It's it,
for a few minutes about a few of these techniques that you do. Breathing was.
Is there something we could demonstrate for listeners to help them?
How breathing is key because breathing brings you into the body, and that's what I my massage training is in. Swedish Esalen massage, which has a high focus on breathing. And what I noticed when I was doing just straight massage, I would have to bring people into their bodies first. You know, we talk some, for some people the entire massage would be just getting them into their body with their breath. So what we can do right now with your listeners is if you're sitting, sit up kind of straight, and if you have a tight belt, undo your belt so that your belly can literally pooch out, like when you're a little kid and you say, look, Mom, I'm fat. I'm serious about that. Because there's a big, we have a big prohibition about puffing our bellies out. But that's where the breath is, and that's where the life force needs to, it's the pump, kind of like a bellows.
Can people do this while they're driving right now?
I do, absolutely.
For sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
It actually kind of helps.
You know, I suggest people look at websites like your website, healingcatalyst.com, but not while you're driving.
Not while you're driving.
Yeah,
no.
So, but we can do this
with
the breath.
But just make sure that your belly can, in fact, if you can right now, just pooch your belly out. Like, look, Mom, I'm fat. I have never met anyone in any culture who hasn't at some point done that as a kid. Just you're playing with your body, right? Look what it can do. It can stick your belly out. So... And then push, squeeze out like a bellows that pumps the fireplace. It expands when it's full, and it contracts when it's empty. So, and your diaphragm pushes the air out of your lungs and pulls it down to puff your belly out. Your lungs look like a triangle with the biggest part at the bottom, and that's what has to expand to really fill your lungs. If you're breathing at the top of your lungs, you're getting the top of the triangle, and you're and that keeps you in your head, out of your body. And it also, as you're concentrating on something during the course of the day or your computer work or whatever, you tighten your neck and shoulder muscles and you breathe shallowly, and that keeps your energy up in your head. But if you want to bring it into your body, you do the opposite. You throw out your belly and let it fill. And one of the things we picture the energy going into your feet, going into your fingertips, and you can feel warmth spread. It's literally energy. You're relaxing. You can see that your body language is
shifted. This is the breath, too, that you're taught when you're taught voice and for singing. I remember I took lessons for years, and it was like filling that belly.
That instrument. Your body is the instrument.
So that the instrument could be full.
So to take it to the next level, I mean, just even those three breaths that we've taken here together have relaxed you a little bit. And in Chapter 1, I talk about what I call square breathing because... geometrically it looks like a square. If you have an equal amount of, say it's three counts in, it's hard for me to breathe and count at the same time, but three counts in.
Breathing.
Yeah, three counts in. One, two, three, and then you hold for three counts. And that's like the flat part of the square. And then you exhale. One, two, three. And then you hold it out. One, two, three. Inhale. Two, three. Hold. Two, three. Out. Two, three. Hold. Two, three. So that's a square. And you can have a two-count square or a six-count square. I mean, you can build up. You can do a short square, and as your muscles get more comfortable with that and your fear, it can be a little fearful.
It's always interesting to notice, too, like where you have a little, like sometimes you notice it's harder to take the whole three counts to breathe in, and or it's harder to hold it, or it's...
Everybody has a different...
Or you want to blow it out really fast.
Yeah.
And all of that is information, too, because breath is life. It's giving, receiving, giving, receiving.
Do you have trouble bringing it in? Do you have trouble letting it go?
Yeah.
Because the empty at the end is kind of like death. So do you have trouble
and
with
the
that?
The quiet space.
The quiet, right. Mm-hmm. Or trouble being full. So you can start with a small square, and then get your square bigger. And it's mastery. You get more control of your energy flow in your body, you get more in touch with it, and that's potentially when some of the information, the emotional information in your body becomes available to you. And then you can keep reading the book, or you can come for a session, or even if you never see me, if you read this book and you never see me, you have information and resources to understand how to connect the dots. You have the right words to use to ask for an intuitive therapist, or to know what you need, because sometimes the culture doesn't give it to you.
And we discovered there's at least seven copies of this book in the public library system. So you don't even buy the book.
No, I want the. In fact, at the end it says, "If thank you for reading. If you've enjoyed this book, pass it on because it doesn't belong on a shelf. It doesn't do anybody any good on a shelf. Yeah. I want these books used and read and dog-eared and loved and
happy." I shared my experience, of my work with Denise with several of my friends and. I have a big group of friends, and like four or five different people all went to Denise. Very different, all different issues, different ages, different. Everybody had the same kind of profoundness for themselves, you know, and that in such an individual way. And that really confirmed to me the power of this work, because it didn't matter if you were a really conscious, aware person, if you were a person who had done little work, no work, or had fear, or anything. And you know, the first person I actually knew that did it was my friend Marianne's young son, who's a Cirque du Soleil
performer. Oh, really?
Performer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had an injury, and he went to work with you. And I heard about that, and I thought it was just so fascinating, because this is not a person on a journey to find themselves or anything. He had an injury, but it just made such a difference.
And he had issues that were contributing to the injury, and the injury not healing. Even though he was so young and fit, it wasn't healing because there was this emotional kind of gunk in there that was making it work.
Well, it's interesting because I had a pain in my knee that was so severe I had to walk with a cane for a while, and then it went away. Now, I could have gone to get surgery or take extreme medicines, pharmaceuticals, but I just went about my life, and I tried not to, you know, because I believe you pay for what you get, so don't give any energy to those things that are distressing you. Now, that might be wrong. I mean, we should get to the core of why that distresses you, but I had no idea why I had a pain in my knee, and then all on its own, it just disappeared. No, and every once in a while you get pains.
Well, the body does heal. There's no question. And it slowed you down enough. Maybe the only function of that symptom was to slow you down a little bit.
Yeah.
To use a cane, to capitulate to a cane. I don't know.
Well, I looked pretty good with a cane.
I bet.
I did. I was, you know, strutting my stuff, you know. But, you know, you have to make the most of what life gives you.
And it's good to be gentle with yourself in a way. You know, to allow the body to have a pain now and then and be okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, for me, like, nothing was okay. It's like I wanted to fix everything. This has given me the freedom. Oh, today I'm tired, or, you know, I'm not feeling great today. My knee hurts today. I'm not going to push it. I'm going to be with it and just allow it.
That's it. That's the gift. That's, you know, if I could give that to everybody, that connection with self, and that I'm okay with what's going on, and I have the ability to listen to my body and let it tell me, you know, tell me.
I
what
mean,
it
your
needs.
Example is perfect, though. It's like the knee was hurting. Okay, well, let me give it a cane. Let me walk a little bit. You know, if it continues and it's still getting your attention, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to allow our body to go through its transitions, you know, like we are, because it's a reflection of us.
Well, we only have a minute or so, and I have to ask quickly, who do you go to when you need a massage, you need some work?
I have a couple of different friends that I trade work with. I'm actually looking for someone who can. I have an issue in my tissues right now that I'm looking for help with. And
really?
I have a friend in Seattle who's going to be moving here, and I'm looking forward to working with that friend.
So when people work with you and they come to completion, what's the range? Could be
one session, could be 10 sessions. And you know, I go as fast as you want to go, as fast as you can go. And you just come in for a tune-up, maybe.
So 10 sessions, once a month, once a week?
Once a week. Or the best thing
or
is to start with a package of three.
That's very appealing.
Package of three.
Denise Labar, author of Issues in Your Tissues, thank you for coming in and sharing all of this healing information with us. Thanks for all you do. And thank you, Yvette.
My pleasure.
Yvette Crosby. I'm Bill Best with Off the Record every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 until noon, repeated the next day. You have a wonderful afternoon.